Rude Awakening on 94.7 High Velt Stereo.
I see you almost every day. You make my heart stop when I buy chips and cool drinks from your corner shop. Everyone is saying that you're the village bike, and though your name is Mary, you were once a oak called Mike. But I don't care, 'cause I smart you stuck up. You make my eyes shine. I smart you stuck up. Won't you please be mine? I smart you stuck up. I've seen on a cherry. I swear if you were bigger, you could start your own dairy. Your legs are strong and muscular. Your hair just looks so puss. You murdered and kicked your boyfriend out for being such a chunky. You have the frizz's bum. I hear you're into rugby. So how's about a scrum? I think I'd smock to kiss you. I think I'm just the guy to make your hormones crazy. I'll show you how tonight. 'Cause we're wonderful.
I smock you sucker. You make my eyes shine. I smock you sucker. Won't you please be mine? I smock you sucker.
hobby dog. I like to get my fur. But since I changed that baby rock, I said to my friends, ach nee, sir.
Oh, bring my truck to the old Transvaal.
Robin!
For the province and Natal. Not the golden cats, northern bulls, stormers and sharks. They're not far off my town.
Now you're at love, this man acts a bull. We sit before each game and bride. We scream to the ref, hey, hey, draw a bro, anders wordt ons lekker genaai.
Oh, bring my terug naar die old Transvaal,
Hulle
province in Natal. Not the golden cats, northern bulls, stormers and sharks, they're not part of my town. Oh, bring my terug naar die old Transvaal, Hulle province in Natal. Golden cats, northern bulls, stormers and sharks, they're not part of my town.
Yeah, man, bring me back to that old Transvaal, the Bulla, province and the town, where a man kon wees, where his spell was his spell, and a bell was a bell. Yeah, man, pass me that clip, please.
Oh, bring my truck to the old Transvaal, for the province and Natal. Not the golden cats, northern bulls, stormers and sharks, they're not part of my town. Not the golden cats, northern bulls, stormers and sharks, they're not part of my town.
Good morning, Fricky.
Hello, Jeremy. It's Fricky Geister calling from our little B&B in Woodrond. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Fricky?
I'm very, very well, thank you.
Now, this is Fricky Geister, the ex-postmaster.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
What's up this morning? Correct. What's up this morning, Fricky?
Jeremy.
Yes.
I heard you in the radio talking about rugby.
Yeah. Yes.
That's correct.
Yes.
Rugby.
Rugby.
You know, it just reminded me of a story from when I was back in the post office. There was a bloke when I was still in the post office in Aliwal Noord.
Yeah.
There was a bloke by the name of Henny Hanekom.
Henny Hanekom.
We used to say in the post office, I pluck my seals so big as skiff. You know what I mean?
Put it this way.
He batted for the other team. You know what I mean?
So
we used to call him, he had a very funny nickname, we used to call him Hall Hanekom.
Hall
Hanekom was our rugby coach.
Rugby coach.
Of the Aliwal Noord post office rugby team.
Yes,
and
okay.
He got so very, very excited the one day because he came in and he said, oh, Fricky, you will not believe who has been transferred from Stutterheim to Aliwal Noord. And I said, no, who? He said, Piet van Pletsen. Piet van Pletsen, we used to know him as Pilla. Pilla van Pletsen. Piet van Pletsen, he was one of the best hookers in the post office. And he was being transferred to Aliwal Noord. And Hall Hanekom got so excited about Piet van Pletsen, it was just not true. Because he said, you know, he's going to make such a difference to our team.
Yeah,
anyway,
fill the spaces in the team.
Piet van Pletsen arrived at Aliwal Noord, and we had a practice with him.
Yeah.
And then we went and played some rugby as well. And then we had our first game, I think it was against East London Parcels Division at that time.
Oh, right.
And our first game with Pilla van Pletsen playing at hooker for our team.
Yeah.
And Oh, it was a terrible game.
Oh, no.
Terrible, terrible.
Why?
Everything Opila van Pletsen did turned sour. He couldn't get a thing right. Eventually, Hanekom, during one of the injury breaks, he sidled over to Opila and he said to him, you know, Opila, you're not having a very good rugby game. And Opila said, yeah, Opila, you know I'm not. I'm terribly sorry. And Opila said to Opila, well, listen, you know, if you don't, if it doesn't come right, then we're going to have to pull you off at half time. Oh. And Pilla said, oh, that's nice. At the last place, they just gave us Nazi.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for being with us this morning. And welcome to another edition of The Magic of Mansfield. As you know from previous magic shows that I have done around the world, which have been critically acclaimed, there are times when I invite special guests onto my show to allow you access to the magic that they perform. What I'd like to do this morning is introduce a very special guest, somebody who is very well known throughout the world. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome onto the stage the president of our country, Madiba!
Good morning, Mr. Mansfield.
Morning.
And good morning, everyone here this morning. And I thank you for this opportunity to do a bit of my magic on this acclaimed show.
It's a pleasure, sir.
Mr. Mansfield.
Yeah.
You will see that in my left hand, I have a pack of cards.
Yes, sir.
Just opened. There is nothing funny about these cards whatsoever.
Right.
This is, in fact, a trick which I attempted once on a Madam and Eve cartoon strip.
Oh.
But I will attempt it once again on the Magic of Mansfield.
Right.
Now, Mr. Mansfield, what I would like you to do is select any card from this pack.
Okay, sir. I'm going to take a card out of the pack and get near the middle. Yeah, got it.
That's good. Now, memorize what card you have taken from the pack.
Right. I've got it.
Now, put that card back into the pack.
Okay, let me put it back in a different place. There we go. It's in.
God. I will now tell you which card you chose from this pack by looking through the pack very slowly. There it is. Mr. Mansfield. You chose the Queen of Clubs.
No, Mr. President.
Ah, you didn't choose the Queen of Clubs.
No, sir, I actually had the Nine of Diamonds.
Ah, damn it. This Madiba magic isn't working that well anymore.
Che bella cosa na giornata sole, n'aria serena dopo una tempesta, per l'aria fresca pare già una festa. Che bella cosa na giornate sole, ma na tu sole.
Hey, Simpiwe, you can do better than that.
Yeah, Jerry, he's singing flat.
Hey, Fricky, maybe he's a Greek.
No, Jeremy, he's not married to a gnat.
Let's give this song something.
Yeah, yeah. Ask him, the three of us, we can make it into something.
Why don't we call it the Three Spanners?
Hey, good idea, Fricky.
Simpiwe, sing!
My name's Simpiwe. I'll take you almost anywhere. I'm a taxi driver. 40 passengers, no space to share. I cross the white line and I take the big fine. But I tell the cop, don't get me to stop. I must be on time. Oh, silly trio, whisking we're back. We look so mellow, but we sound so cack. Three spinners here in a row. Who needs Pavarotti? Hey man, we're a better show.
Hello. My name is Fricky, and Harvey is my sticky. As you by us can play, where do you can be plucky? There is no sea to rough, there is nothing tough enough. We keep alive, we dive at five. Oh, and I putt from the rough. Oh, silly trio, whisking we're back. We look so mellow, we sound so... I'm sorry, I can't say that word. Three spanners here in a row. Who needs Padafrotti? We're a better show.
I am the fat man, and I am a big beer fan. Becoming president through the brew is part of my master plan. These oaks scheme their tenors, they are more of a menace. And I should know, I'm on the radio, on Heifel Stereo.
I'm silly trio, whisking we're back.
Yes, you have to squeeze hard to get there, but...
Jeremy?
Yeah?
There's some guy on the phone who wants to talk to you.
Who?
I don't know who he is.
Okay, what is he?
He just wants to talk to you.
Okay, hello?
Good morning, Jeremy.
Hmm?
Good morning, Jeremy. It's Cousin speaking here.
Who?
Cousin, I'm falling from the nose here. Jeremy,
yeah.
I heard you speaking about a special price to the hotel down in Durban.
Yeah.
You know, I've got family who live down in Durban,
yeah,
Jeremy.
Well, good for you.
Bloke by the name, you may know him because you work for a Durban-based radio station once. Bloke by the name Solly Pile.
Yeah, no, don't know him.
Solly Pile is a legend in Durban.
Oh, good for you.
He owns a pharmacy in West Street in Durban.
What?
And it's a family business. It's been going for years and years and years.
Yeah.
It started off just after the war.
Mm.
It's sort of in the 50s as the Natal Pharmacy.
Oh, right.
But then they had to change their name sort of in the early 70s. You know, you can't have an Indian pharmacy with the initials NP. So they changed it to the Pile's Family Pharmacy. And then they started the PFP. So they decided to change it again. They changed it. They thought, keep it simple. They changed it to the Durban Pharmacy. Uh-huh. Then the PFP changed to DP. So they realized at that stage that the whole problem was in the P at the end, you know, the party.
Yeah.
Yeah, because pharmacy and party, there's always going to be a P at the end of a party.
There always is a P at the end of a party.
You always have a P
yeah.
at the end of a party.
Yeah, right.
So what they did is they changed the name in the late 80s
yeah.
to Asian Natal Chemists. Then they unbanned the ANC. But anyway, Solly Pile, you know, the business expanded to such a degree he had to take on somebody who could assist him in the shop.
Yeah.
And he put an advert in the Natal Mercury, and he got a huge response to it. And he was busy interviewing all the people coming through.
Mm.
And a beautiful lady by the name of Narisha.
Yeah.
Narisha was
Narisha.
Her name.
Yeah, okay.
She arrived. She was stunning, Jeremy.
Yeah.
No red dot and stunning. And
yeah. Okay.
So Sully was interviewing her, and he just almost fell in love with her.
Yeah.
And he gave her the job straight away.
Oh.
And then offered her a position in his company.
Oh.
And then hired her as well.
Oh, right.
But, you know, it was about 4 days later.
Yeah, where's this whole thing going?
Where's this
whole thing going?
Just calm down. I'm getting to the point here. Yeah?
Make a change.
Very boring.
The lovely Narisha was working with Solly.
Yeah.
Now, you know, in Durban pharmacies and that, there's not a lot of space and all. Just not a hell of a lot of space behind the counter.
Yeah, right.
And Narisha was changing the till slip on her till.
Yeah.
Leaning right over the till, changing the till slip.
Oh.
And Solly tried to get past her, but suddenly realized that business had become outstanding.
Oh.
Now, Jeremy, what does any good businessman do when business becomes outstanding?
What?
He makes a deposit.
Oh, right.
And Solly Pillay started making a deposit with Narisha when he heard the front doorbell going, and in came old Mrs. Nairn.
No.
Now, Mrs. Nairn had been a customer of Solly Pillay's for years and years and years, and Solly realized that if he was caught making a deposit outside banking hours, he would be in serious trouble. So he made a quick withdrawal, and he eased the lovely Narisha underneath the till. But he was left with one outstanding piece of business, which he gently eased into the drawer of the till and closed the drawer as much as he could, leaning over the till, much in the same way he'd found the lovely Narisha when he was trying to walk behind her.
Yeah.
And old Mrs. Nairn came up to him, and she said to him, "Solly, you know, I've known you and your family for years, and I can tell in your eyes, I can see in your eyes that something has happened." And he said to her, "You know, Mrs. Nairn, it's funny you should say that, but I do believe I've just come into a little money."
Wanna feel alright? Turn the radio on, it's Maxville on the mic.
You got Sam and the Fat Man coming through in stereo. 94.7, it's a rude awakening show.
Radio's his only chance. If he's naked in the studios, pay him what he wants. Pay him what he wants. Please pay him what he wants.
Pay him what he wants already.
The Rude Awakening.
Everybody's listening to
The Rude Awakening.
Get a life and listen to
The Rude Awakening.
Sam and the Fat Man on
The Rude Awakening.
Hi, Jeremy.
The Rude Awakening.
I'm a Rude Awakening.
The Rude Awakening. The Rude Awakening.
Oh, Bruce.
Yes, Bruce.
The Rude Awakening.
Okay, so you got the number?
Yeah, got it.
Is it ringing?
Yep.
Okay, good. Then put it on the radio.
Oh, there we go.
94.7 Highfield Stereo. If you've just joined us, we're just finding Chelsea Clinton because they're coming out to South Africa soon. Want to see if she's excited about getting out to South Africa, come to visit our lovely country. Just hope she's at home or somebody's home. You sure this is the right number? Hello?
Hello, 212-947-955 Chelsea Clinton. Can I help you?
Chelsea, good morning. I wonder if you can. Have you got a few minutes just to speak to me?
Not really. I've got to finish my math homework. My mom's real mad at me today.
Oh, why?
Because last night they had this dinner, and when they went out and left me, I watched a violent movie, and she doesn't like it when I watch violent movies.
What movie were you watching?
Tom and Jerry.
Okay, Chelsea, listen, just a few minutes. I am phoning, my name's Jeremy Mansfield. I'm phoning from a radio station called 94.7 Highveld Stereo in Johannesburg in South Africa.
Cool.
That's where you're coming to visit us, isn't it? Yeah, you're looking
We're coming tomorrow.
Are you looking forward to coming to South Africa?
Yeah, it's going to be so cool because we're going to meet all these interesting black people that we couldn't meet before we could come to your country.
Oh, I see. Yeah, and you're going to have dinner at Robben Island with President Mandela?
Yeah, and another guy, another black guy called Bill Cosby.
Yeah, but he comes from your country, Chelsea.
Yeah, but he's black.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're looking forward to coming out and visiting us?
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Yeah. Your parents take you everywhere with them, don't they?
Yeah, they do, because they said it's educational for me to see different places and meet different people.
Yeah. You know why they really take you with them?
Because they love me.
No. You know why?
Because I'm so adorable.
No. You know why? Because you're such a dog, they don't want to kiss you goodbye. I don't believe she put the phone down on me. She put the phone down. I don't believe it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the Magic of Mansfield. And today, back by popular request after his stunning showing yesterday, let's welcome onto stage More Madiba Magic.
Good morning once again, and welcome to Madiba Magic on the Magic of Mansfield. For my magic trick this morning, I am going to need a volunteer from the audience. It is a part of my multimedia presentation, which I am not only doing on 94.7 Highfield Stereo, but also in the Madam and Eve cartoon strips. Now, a volunteer in the audience, if there is anyone.
I'm a volunteer. I'll be a volunteer, Mr. President.
Ah, Shenge. Thank you very much for volunteering and coming forward.
If I, Mr. President, it's not a problem. I'm fascinated by the magic that you do, Madiba. So I would like to be part of the show.
Shenge, I am pleased with your attitude. Now, what I need you to do is if you could step inside this box which I have here. That's correct. You just step inside there.
It's a bit of a tight squeeze, Mr. President, but I'm inside right now.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah, I'm very comfortable.
Well, right. What we need to do now is we lift this box with the Shenge inside, and we place it on these two trestles. Are you still comfortable, Shenge?
Mr. President, I'm very comfortable lying in this box on my back on this trestle. I'm very comfortable. Thank you very much.
Good. We can now proceed, ladies and gentlemen, with the Madiba magic. Shenge is lying encased in a box on these two trestles. Witness in my right hand a saw. I am going to attempt to cut this box and Shenge in half. I must admit, I have not done this particular Madiba magic trick for a few years, so I don't know whether it will work.
If I, Mr. President, I'm feeling distinctly uncomfortable at this point. Is there any chance I can just unvolunteer myself?
Shenge, just you lie still and enjoy the magic.
In fact, this particular tune is called a gangster rap. I'm not saying by saying it's a gangster rap. I'm not saying directly that I'm a gangster. In fact, it's just the type of music it is.
He's the head of the IFP. He's the key, you see. The top of the hierarchy. He's always getting himself in a mess with the press, but he'll never confess to any stress. But since he's not blessed with the gift of the gab, he'll just blab, 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 blab. He starts to shout. He blurts out. He starts to shout. He blurts out.
In fact,
after all his excuses are spent, he'll forget he's a gent. Pretend what he meant is he's not content, cause he wants to be president. But he certainly is missing the key to the glee that he gives you and me. Don't make him angry, cause he may rough you up on TV, see. He may rough you up, he may rough you up, he may rough you up.
In fact, when his back's to the wall, in fact. It's an emergency stall. In fact, like a runaway train. In fact, there he goes again. In fact, when his back's to the wall. In fact, it's an emergency stall. In fact, like a runaway train. In fact.
In fact, you know her. I'm not in the studio. I've got a print, put a gun on you. I'm not in fact. I'm not even a singer. I don't know what I'm doing here. Why are you recording this? You probably release this on the CD and you make money out of it. In fact, I've called my lawyer. I'll get my lawyer onto you. I'm sick and tired of this. I'm a leader. I'm a born leader. With a big traditional weapon.
Big traditional weapon. Big traditional weapon. Big traditional weapon.
Riaya. Ritswela. Riaya.
Riaya bafana bafana.
Ritswela
le pase la rona.
Roba bo. Lo
bafana moyang ten.
Ritu.
Ritu la South Africa.
Haulwan.
Haushule. Haushule murao.
Riaya.
Riaya bafana bafana.
Ripa.
Tani kous.
Riaya
bafana bafana.
Riba
tani kous.
Siaya
bafana bafana.
Sipumela
izwele tu.
Soba bonita
la siya kona.
Sibu
South Africa.
Maula
ila.
Bausule
ga ushele muba.
Siaya
bafana bafana.
Sifuna
Bafana Bafana. The sons of Madiba. Bafana Bafana. The sons of the nation.
We are going
Bafana Bafan.
For our country
Bafana Bafan.
We are going
Bafana Bafan.
We want
some goals.
We are going
Bafana Bafan.
We want
some goals.
Riaya
Bafana Bafan.
Riba
some goals.
Riaya
Bafana Bafan.
Riba
some goals.
Siaya
Bafana Bafan.
Sifuna
goals.
Siaya
Bafana Bafan.
Sifuna
goals.
We are calling Bafana Bafan.
We want
some gold.
We are calling
Bafana Bafan.
We want
some gold.
Ladu ma by Shoya Napaga.
Is he on the phone?
Yeah, he's on.
Oh, beautiful. Put him on the radio. Put him on the radio.
Okay, there we go.
Hey, Simpiwe.
Hey, Chaddy.
Yeah, boy.
Chaddy, I'm here.
Yes.
Hey, Chaddy. It's Simpiwe.
Yes, I know that. Where are you?
Right by Nazrik.
Hey,
Jerry.
Yeah, bro.
Jerry, you know, I'm wanting to tell you something. Just hold on 1 minute.
What do you mean,
hold on? Hey, man. No more. I've got 16%. No more. Okay, just two more. Just two. Get in Ken again. I can't know, Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
Yes.
Jerry, hey, you know what happened with me last night?
No, but you're going to tell me.
You know Zenzile?
No.
Oh. Last night, Zenzile and me, we decided, we must go to Wandi's Tavern. You know Wandi's?
Yes, in White City in Jabavu.
Okay, Jerry, I'm at the Wandi's Tavern. Hey,
get on with it. Just get on with it, okay?
Anyway, so Zenzile and me, we go to Wandi's Tavern, okay? And I'm sitting there, and I say to, there's another bloke next to me.
Yeah.
And I've got no matches, okay?
What?
Matches. I've got no matches.
Oh, matches.
And I say to the bloke next to me, I say, hey, can I borrow a lighter from you?
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, Jeremy, this bloke is pulling out a light. It's a big one. It's about 12 inches, this lighter, big lighter, okay?
Okay.
And I said to him, hey, okay, I've never seen one like this. Where do you get this lighter? And he said, I get it from my genie.
What?
I said, you don't know what is that? He said, hey, man, look, I found this lamp here in Soweto. And you rub this lamp, and there's a genie. It comes out, it's turning that,
checking
out his mouth.
Rubbish.
It's truth. And I said, can I use it? He said, okay, you can use it, but it's just one wish you get.
Okay.
So I rubbed his lamp, Jerry.
Yeah.
Hey, suddenly there's this genie coming out. And he said to me, hello, Simpiwe, I am a genie, and you can get one wish. I said to him, okay, I want $1 million.
$1 million?
Jerry, $1 million.
Okay.
Okay. And he says, okay, and two.
Yeah.
It's gone, back in the lamp.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there, and I say to the bloke, now what happens? He said, I must wait,
Yeah.
So I'm sitting. Next thing.
Yeah.
Jeremy, we hear this noise, okay?
Yeah.
It's a big noise, and the sky is going dark and dark and dark.
Yeah.
And we all go outside one disturbance, and we're standing there in the street. And then suddenly, Jeremy, you're taking Yanis, is in the sky.
Yeah.
It's 1 million ducks.
1 million ducks.
Ducks.
I thought you asked for $1 million, though.
Yeah, that's what I said to the dog next to me with the genie lamp. I said, hey, I asked for not a 1 million ducks.
Yeah.
I said 1 million bucks. And he said, yeah, I didn't tell you. This genie, it's got a hearing problem. Do you really think I asked him for a 12-inch big?
He gained 30 pounds the other day, so we had to have a drink. And he felt so good, he had one more, and the fat man became the blimp. He looks a little like his garden gnomes, or like Santa without a beard. And his face is fat, but we like him like that. And besides, he doesn't care. In the morning when I wake up, he puts a smile right on his face. And if there's one thing I can say to him, No one can take your place. Viva the fat man. Pay him what he wants. I remember the first time I heard his voice here on high field stereo.
A world leader. He's respected. He's shaken hands with the left, the right, and the undecided. Has single-handedly redefined democracy. He is the boss. And he has nice shirts. Nelson Mandela? No, Jeremy Mansfield.
The Rude Awakening Party announces a bold new initiative that breaks new political ground across the volatile minefield that is the South African political landscape. One man strides ahead of the pack. From the party that brought you Maya Khan to put the fizz back in the fuzz, the party that took the Gauteng Lions back to glory and reshaped the beer industry with Funda for the people, comes Jeremy Mansfield for the president's honorary grandchild. If Naomi Campbell can do it, so can we.
I've always respected the man. I've always had a lot of time for him. He's done a huge amount for society. And quite honestly, I'd like to help him do more. That's what it's all about, helping each other. And besides, we wear the same shirts.
Let me at the outset say that I have always respected the man. I've had a lot of time for him. He has done a huge amount for society. And I would like to help him do more. That is what it's all about, helping each other. And besides, we wear the same shirt.
Support the Rude Awakening Party bid to name Jeremy Mansfield President Mandela's honorary grandchild.
It's the white thing to do.
It's time for the 94.7 Highveld Stereo Budget Recipe of the Week. For those audience members who enjoy cost-cutting culinary consummation. And now, here's Professor Wim Beerkes.
I
Friends, listeners, and everybody in the radio. Right, I'm Professor Wim Beckers. Yeah, once again with your currently the cost-cutting recipe of the week. You may remember that last week we did a very interesting Portuguese recipe called Portuguese Piri 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 Chicken. I received a very interesting letter from Mrs. B.P. Nell of Nelswaite. She writes, "Dear Wim, how are you? Thank you for your very interesting recipe of last week on the radio entitled Portuguese Piri 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 Chicken. We cooked this particular meal on the Sunday of this last week, and my family enjoyed it immensely. The only problem we find is that we can't finish a whole chicken. My question to you is it possible to change the nature and thereby the taste of a particular nationality of chicken? Well, Mrs. B.P. Nell of Nelspeld, I did some in-depth research and found out, yes, it is quite possible to change the nationality and therefore the nature of chicken. Take, for example, the leftover Portuguese piri, piri, piri chicken that you have at this moment in your fridge. I can propose that you change this into a Greek chicken. Five simple steps are necessary. Take the Portuguese piri, piri, piri chicken. Rip off its moustache. Administer one tube KY jelly to the Pope's nose. Drape in cheap gold chains. Buy the chicken a cafe. Serve it up. Eat and enjoy.
God, thanks for this opportunity that I can sing my song to Lisa. I've been sitting all week long, wondering where my sperm count's gone, wondering if we'll have a child. Maybe you gotta drive me wild, 'cause if you bring out the animal in me, I'll be a different animal, you see. So if you bring out the animal in me, maybe we can have a little baby. I can give Lisa my best shot. Well, in a manner of speaking. So if you bring out the animal in me, I'll be a different animal, you see. So if you bring out the animal in me, maybe we can have a little baby. Sing.
If you bring out the animal in me, maybe we can get his power back.
Thanks, guys. 94.7 Highfield Stereo, The Rude Awakening, and is he there?
Yeah, he's there.
Oh, can we talk to him now?
Yep.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, come on, man. Hey, oh, hey, really? Fricky!
Hello, Jeremy, it's a fucking Heiser calling from our little B&B in Midland.
Yeah.
How are
Ricky, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, very, very well, thank you.
What are you busy?
I'm bumbling around the kitchen.
Bumbling
you know,
around,
when you
yes.
run a B&B. It's so very, very busy. First thing in the morning. You know, Jeremy, because the breakfast, you know, as well as I do, it's the most important meal of the day.
Oh, right,
You know, the thing is, people always want different types of breakfast. You know, there's some that will want the traditional South African breakfast, which is two eggs and a long piece of boerewors.
Oh, right.
Other people prefer a continental breakfast.
Oh.
And when they say that, then we give them a bit of cold meat between some hot buns. you know, the other day, there was a bloke there from Belgium.
Belgium.
That's correct. Belgium. He was staying with us at our little B&B here in Midrand.
Yeah.
And I said to him, what would you prefer to eat for breakfast? And he said to me, well, you know, when I am away from home, I'm quite partial to pies.
Pies.
That's correct. Pies.
Pies.
Like a steak and kidney pie.
Oh, right.
Breakfast.
Okay. Yeah.
So I went down to our little local baker and I said to him, look, could you make me a very, very nice steak and kidney pie?
Oh,
and the bloke rolled out the pastry and he put the steak and kidney mixture in the middle and he folded the pastry over. And Jeremy, you will not believe what he did.
What?
So far he pulled out his false teeth.
His false
and he
teeth.
Started clipping his false teeth around the side of the pastry, you know, to get that little pattern in it and pull it off.
No.
With his false teeth, I couldn't believe it.
Terrible.
I was devastated.
Yeah.
And I said to him, how can you use your own false teeth to clip the side of the pie together? Mm. He said, that's nothing. You must come here on a Saturday morning when I make my donuts.
Oh, 94.7, Highveld Stereo and The Rude Awakening are proud to present Winnie Madikizela Mandela live and unplugged. All your favorites, all the time, with the lady who's captured the hearts and minds and some of the children of the nation. The lady who sets Soweto alight now sets the stage aflame with all her golden oldies. Hits like Baby, You Can Light My Fire, A Matter of Trust, Black Magic Woman, and the Spice Girls classic, Wannabe. The mother of the nation gives the mother of all concerts. She's backed by a whole host of local stars like Khatiza Tebekulu, just back from his European tour with Guilty. George Fiver singing a range of Police classics, Don't Stand So Close to Me, Every Breath You Take, and Wrapped Around Your Finger. And the all-new, as-yet-unreleased mega-hit from Mangosuthu Buthelezi called In Fact, a rap song of new proportions. A revolution in concert productions. Brought to you by the Truth Commission and 94.7 Highveld Stereo's Rude Awakening. Artists that you'll never tire of. A perfect match. You and Winnie Madikizela Mandela, a perfect match, sitting in the dock of the bay.
Oh, please, let's not talk
no,
to
No, what?
Him.
It's my buddy.
He's a reprobate friend.
I want to talk to the...
Hold on a sec, hold on.
Yeah, put him on. Put him on.
Yeah, he's on.
Hey, Simpiwe!
Hey, Charlie. Get out of here!
My man. My man. Simpiwe, my man.
Hey. Hey, Jeremy, it's Simpiwe again.
Yeah, where are you?
Rifonia Road, right near 94.7 Highveld Stereo Studios, Rifonia Road. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, Jeremy,
yeah.
I must tell you something what happened with me last night.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Last night I'm sitting there, I'm watching the TV, and I'm eating peanuts.
What?
Okay, peanuts. And you know, you flick the peanut in the air and you catch it in your mouth. And you flick the peanut in the air and you catch it in your mouth.
Yeah.
And then I flick the peanut in the air and the phone is ringing. And I lean over to pick up the phone. And Nyan is Jeremy, the peanut.
Mm.
It's falling in my ear.
No,
right
rubbish.
In my ear.
No, rubbish.
And I try to get it out with my finger, okay? But I can't. I'm just pushing it further in. And eventually I say to my wife, okay, I say, hey, Novel, come, you must help me here. I must get this peanut out of my ear.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jeremy,
yeah.
She's trying with tweezers. She's trying with a toothpick. She's trying with everything to get the peanut out of my ear. But it's not helping. It's just going further and further in.
Yeah.
And then it's getting sore, okay? And I said to her, okay, enough is enough. We must go now to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
We must go to the by Parakwanas, and then the doctor must take it out.
Yeah.
So we get up, and we're going out the front door. As we get to the front door, in comes my daughter, and her new boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she says to me, my daughter says, hey, man, where you going? It's 10:15. Where you going now? And I say, I have got a peanut stuck here in my ear. I'm going to the hospital. The doctor must get it out.
Okay.
And my daughter, her new boyfriend, he says, hi, wait, Mr. Simbu, hang on, okay. Just sit down. Let me try first. So I said, okay. He said, just close your mouth tight.
Close your mouth tight.
Okay. So I close my mouth tight, okay?
Okay.
And then you know what he's doing, Jerry?
Yeah.
He takes his two fingers, his two front fingers, okay?
His four fingers.
And he sticks it in my nose.
Oh, no. He stuck his fingers up your nose.
Okay. His two fingers, and he stick it in my nose, okay?
Big fingers.
And he says to me, now, you must breathe hard, 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 hard. And I breathe hard, hard, hard.
Yeah.
And the 13 years is Jerry, ding, the peanut is flying out of my ear.
Oh, good.
It's true.
Yeah, okay.
It's true. And then
nice
they
story.
Went upstairs, and my wife, she said to me, hey, that new boyfriend of our daughter, he's a nice bloke. He's a nice man.
Yeah.
She said to me, I wonder what he's going to be. And I said to her, well, by the smell of his fingers, he's going to be our son-in-law.
Nice ass, but it's so wide. He leaves the surface in dirt in his fin, 'cause when he's on the beach, the tide won't come in. He's a fat man.
Viva,
viva the fat man.
Viva.
I said, Viva the fat man, pay him what he wants. His doctor tells me he doesn't have germs, but he still takes confession, 'cause the boy sure got worms. He's a fat man.
Viva,
viva, viva the fat man.
Viva, viva, viva.
I said, Viva the fat man, pay him what he wants. What he says goes.
That's the thing about Pass. You could hear the crowd rasp when he kicked that ball. The mana went mal. Now his days are over. He's been put out to clover. He's on Super Sport with his favorite retort.
But on the other hand, Darren.
But on the other hand, Darren,
give me the time to think something. Give me the time to think.
But on the other hand, Darren, Nas was cool when he captained the Bulls. Always had a plan as he kicked and ran. But when he gets caught on Super Sport and the words don't come, Nas just says,
But on the other hand, Darren,
give me the time to think something.
But on the other hand, Darren,
give me the time to think something. Give me the time to think.
But on the other hand, Darren and Nas,
giving us a rundown,
pass by pass,
in the middle of the show.
But when he gets caught on Super Sport and the words don't come, Nas just says,
But on the other hand, Darren,
give me the time to think something.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Darren,
give me the time to think something. Give me the time to think.
But on the other hand,
give me the time to think something. Give me the time to think.
But on the other hand, Darren,
give me the time to think something. Give me the time to think.
But on the other hand, Darren, rugby is always the winner.
Thank you.
From the team that brought you Maya Khan to put the fizz back into the fuzz, the Rude Awakening Condom, the Jeremy Doll, and turned the fortunes of the unfortunate Khaoteng Lions, comes the latest innovative idea in audio entertainment. You've heard the Simunya singers woefully wail their way through what were once 15 masterpieces. Now, wrap your ears around the latest Rude Awakening Platinum release. It'll get your fingers tapping and your nostrils flapping. It's the Rude Awakening Music Spectacular. Rams. Simply pop into your music store and say, I want Rams. Hear remixes of mega hits like Jeremy singing, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Mother. Neville's rendition of Bow Down, Mister. For the first time on CD, Heidi Tressel sings Heidi. The pulsating rhythm of King Penis in Short Dick Man. Malcolm Freed sings Long Cool Man in a Black Dress. And Sam Cowan's titillating tones in that old favorite, Must Bang Sammy. The Rude Awakening Music Spectacular. Rams. Don't be sheepish. Get Rams. It's for any old you.
You have been listening to a recording presented for radio by Mansfield Beer and Broadcasting Enterprises Very Limited. Mr. Mansfield is dressed by Boswell Wilkie Circus, Used Tents Division. Studio furniture is supplied by PPC Interior Decorating. Mr. Mansfield's security is provided by Winnie Madikizela Mandela and Associates. The show limo is courtesy of Stretch and Sons. Mr. Mansfield's lawyers are Dewey, Cheatham and Howe, and show photography is by F. Stop Fitzgerald. Catering for this recording was by South African Breweries Beer Division. All proceeds from this recording go to the Mansfield Benevolent Fund. If you would like another copy of this recording, go out and buy one.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the anthem.
Africa, I don't know what the real words are, but I'll sing in case I'm on TV. Oh, Sikaleli Latino, let's move another hour. Yes, but I know. Waza moya. Oh, yes, yes, this is where they click. Wasi, sikalela, sino, let's more another hour. Now they're singing Sutu and I'm in a Fletchburn. Why did I throw my words in that rubbish can? More an overlooker, such a sign, hey so. Oh, but we said he was a sin. Oh, what said he woke? What said he woke? What said he woke? What said he woke? Each of us.